Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
You remember the fun we had when you poisoned me?
Do not touch it. It is dangerous.
You are listening to free speech-based internet radio. You must be of legal age in your state, province, or cave dwelling to listen. Please listen only if you have a brain in your head. Foul language and foolish behavior may be contained within. Proceed with caution and do not try this at home. Lord knows there's enough assholes with talk shows already. You have been warned. When I was a baby superstar, I used to always feel like I was screaming while nobody was listening. Now that I'm live and broadcast, I feel like I'm screaming loud enough that people actually hear me. It doesn't matter if they're actually listening. Independent music from the underground, tonight on The Fabulous D-Show.
I mean, seriously, when you're at a drive-thru and you have a limited amount of space, you always use a small caliber handgun and push your hand through the window so you have a better chance to shoot people. What is wrong with criminals these days?
Give me my Big Mac or I'm gonna shoot you.
Once again on the Fabulous D Show.
We're not prejudiced, we hate everyone.
Look, I love to dance. I do South American sambas. I am a fantastic dancer. I'm not ringing my own bell. Quando, quando.
Sweetie darling.
She's really gonna look the crap in my ass.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll have two martinis, please.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Hey, you dirty, nasty fuck slut, you.
God, do I have to listen to these pieces of shit from Noah? God!
For a very large sum of money, I once shit in a bowl on the webcam.
Really?
Yes, I did.
God! God!
Well, I used to, but give me 20,000 Hebrews and I'll have it done in no time now.
Okay, gotcha. I missed that part. I needed to scroll down. My bad. Sorry, Izmi.
You can't see my left arm. Ha ha ha.
You fucking loser.
How drunk did you want me to be when I got on this? It was a joke. Obviously, a bad joke.
Dog! Dog!
If you can't stand the heat,
Get out of the kitchen!
Yes! You can't go around walking around advertising that, you know, you're a superstar.
It is sort of an enlightening experience. It's sort of like meeting the Buddha. It sort of opens your mind to other possibilities.
Well, I'll give you one of those little cherry things. Give me a man!
Come on!
Dog!
If you happen to be listening to that Fabulous A show, stop it. If you happen to be listening to the Fabulous B show, stop it. If you happen to be listening to the Fabulous C show, stop it. It's time for the Fabulous D show.
To kill a lot of people!
Yeah.
Live from the middle of motherfucking everywhere, it's the Fabulous D Show. Good evening and welcome to another installment. I am the Artist D, who the hell else would it be? The final show for March 2010, may I say? And in that corner, it's Vanilla Child.
Ready to come out fighting.
Fighting. You got your gloves on, yo.
I do got my gloves on. I'm all taped up. I'm ready to go, yo. Let's do this.
There you go. VC, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Uncle Ray's having a little bit of problems, though, getting the stream running.
Really?
Any suggestions?
No. None. Keep refreshing.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Should he try it through theartistd.com?
Everyone should try it through theartistd.com. Absolutely. There's a little button on the radio page, and they push it, and it's supposed to be amazing and work. And you also should have Winamp or Media Player or any media player of that sort. It's always a good suggestion. Because some people, they ain't got shit on there, and they're like pressing it, nothing's happening, and then they're calling me, and I'm like, no. Go away.
So how are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm tired. It's been a long week. Another long week. It was such a kink in my neck this morning, I could hardly turn my head.
Ooh, that's not good.
I know. In fact, when I cracked the other side of my neck, the kink in the other side hurts.
Well, that sucks.
As if there's things wrong. I need a massage.
Aww.
ASAP.
And your hubby's not there to give you one right now.
Not right now, no. But yes, that would help. Desperately.
Okay, Uncle Ray got it. He said stop talking about him. So
awesome.
Let's bring him up as much as possible.
Very good. And that is like Uncle Ray of Uncle Ray Productions. Your little producer, kind of.
My other producer.
Your other producer.
Yes. You are my radio producer. He is my music producer.
Aren't you something with all that production?
That's right.
I'm over here by my motherfucking self.
Aww. Well, you're the producer.
I am, but can the producer produce himself?
Apparently so, because you do it every week, and you do it quite well.
Every week. We're here. And we're in the WildBunchChat.com chat room with Daniel and Lefty and Nick and Neff.
I'm slacking. I need to get in there.
Yeah, where art thou?
I'm coming.
You may have already been in there. I got a card from Daniel this week.
Really?
I did. It was a congratulations card. So thank you.
All the way from England?
All the way from England. Came airmail. Yes.
I was going to say, that came quick.
It did. It did. And it was, of course, for Neff and I. So we both thank him.
Aww.
Yes. It's the cutest thing. It made me laugh.
That's sweet.
Yes. And he kissed it, too.
Aww.
Which he has a very feminine Marilyn Monroe type kiss looking. You know, the lips. Very, very.
Yeah.
Yes, you know those Brits with their thin lips.
And where is Izmi? We're being asked in the chat already.
Already. Where is Izmi? Get in here, Izmi. Everyone come into the WildBunchChat.com chat room. So, about a tree today.
Aw, Uncle Ray just said you're not by himself. You have Uncle Ray Productions as backup.
Oh, good. Good.
So there you go.
Very
you're part
good.
Of the team. You're an honorary member of the crew.
I'm glad to be part of the team. I expect to be involved. I have things I could add.
I know you do.
I know that.
And we've discussed this already in detail, and you just need to come out here for a weekend or so.
Yes, and you'll put me in the closet.
Yes,
and
so
do some
the
recordings.
Coffin.
Yes, the coffin.
The coffin. as we respectively call it.
Yes,
these
which
days.
Which is actually the recording booth.
That's right.
For those who are listening.
Just quite a cozy little place.
Some of the best albums ever produced were recorded in closets.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. It is.
It really is.
I know RuPaul's last production was totally in the closet. Which seems
That's
very
awesome.
Odd for persons like ourselves.
I know, right? They went back into the closet.
Exactly. So as I was saying, I bought a tree.
A tree?
A tree, I did. I bought a tree.
Okay.
I bought a lime tree.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
For your island?
For my island.
Or for your farm?
Yes, for my farm. For the lower 40. I just, well, you know, I wanted some foliage outside on the balcony.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm looking at all these trees, and, you know, they're all, like, expensive. And just for, like, your regular leafy palmness, it's, like, 30-some bucks. And, you know, palm trees don't do anything.
No, they don't.
So I have a problem with that. So, and then I found, like, this lot of beautiful, leafy, happy fruit trees. And, like, the lemon and lime trees are very bushy-ish. You know, they're not like the apple tree, which is kind of, like, just a little bit on top with, you know, the stalk, which is normal things. But, yeah, this was very, it looks like a nice, flowery tree bush.
Awesome.
So, and it was like $20 as opposed to like $40 for trees that don't do anything. So why would I buy a tree that doesn't do anything when I can buy a tree that does something? Possibly.
So when it produces
something.
Lemons or limes, are you planning on buying some Corona to put it in?
Well, I know you'd like me to.
I would love you to.
That's your thing, but I would more likely buy some margarita fixings and stick it in there.
Dan just busted your bubble. He said lime trees leave stickiness. As if there isn't enough stickiness.
Seriously. It's...
Yeah. Maybe you want to return it.
Maybe, but I don't know. Well, no, I can't return it now, because I drug it up several flights of stairs in the middle, you know, from MFE, middle of motherfucking everywhere. For those who don't know, it's TAD in the MFE.
That's funny.
And then I repotted it in like in this huge, because you know, trees need space. So if I ever expect it to actually give me a lime, I need to make sure it says it, you know, could get 10 feet tall. We won't let that happen though. I'm going to take care of my lime tree. And that's why I don't expect to ever get fruit, but just the possibility that it may get fruit.
That is an awesome possibility.
It makes it worth the $20 for something that just sits out there. And it has prickers on it, you know, little, like rose bushes have the thorns. Lime tree,
it has
little thorns on it. Not as crazy as the others, but yeah, I didn't know that about these.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I didn't either. The ones that I have on my island don't have prickers. Just limes.
It's the island of perfection.
Now you need a coconut tree for the other side.
That might be
too
big.
So you could put the lime in the coconut.
Oh. Laugh track.
We need one of those, huh?
We do. We really desperately do. Especially for some of my jokes. When you just like go silent and you just hear crickets over there. I need that.
Well,
shit.
Sometimes that's because you just can't hear me laughing like... I don't know, I have one of those weird laughs.
You keep it all inside, yes.
I do.
And then when I was buying it, you know, I still had that feeling of regret. I always have that when I'm buying. Just like that lamp I bought at the retail shop last week. The same way about buying a tree. I guess I just think that everything should be stolen for me or something.
No, I know what you mean, though. I feel like that when I buy stuff that...
It's kind of like when
isn't exactly something that I need.
Yeah,
but it's something that I want, you know.
Especially when it's such things like trees and dirt.
Right, like you should just be able to go out in your backyard and dig one up.
It's like the whole needing to buy water thing. It just doesn't seem... There's something wrong about that.
There is.
You shouldn't have to buy dirt, and you shouldn't have to buy water. Yeah.
We buy tap water in bottles.
We do. And then we buy dirt. Although dirt, relatively cheap. Dirt cheap. Oh, crap.
Oh.
I didn't even plan that, folks. Did you have a good week?
I did. It was okay. I had a lot of tooth problems, but other than that, it was quiet. I slept a lot.
Well, sleep is good. End of it.
Well, I couldn't sleep when the tooth pain was there, so
I
waited
till
it was gone.
Good idea. Very good.
And I just slept and slept and slept.
So it's indie music night.
Yes. India's an independent, not independent. From India.
Right. I don't like that word, indie music, or the phrase indie music, because
I don't either.
It does remind me of Indiana.
Or and India.
Then, or India. Although I'd rather listen to music from India than Indiana.
True. I would too.
But sure, Indiana, it leads me to flannel and parkas, marijuana, cheap marijuana, long-haired hippies. I don't know. I kind of get it mixed up with Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know where Indiana is, but...
You got me stuck on cheap marijuana. Because that's no good.
No, it's not good. Exactly. Well, see, there, I tried to throw out enough that you could understand some of this. Everyone out there will relate to something. If you don't if you don't like flannel, then you can understand.
You like cheap marijuana.
If you don't like cheap marijuana, you'll understand, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, I'd rather call it underground music because we're always unearthing the underground on the Fabulous D Show.
That is a better term. Why did we not think of that a week ago when we planned all this?
Exactly. Well, you came up with the title.
Well, you could have revised it. You are the producer.
I know, but I just went with it. And I put it on the little banner, which was very cute.
It was cute.
And just went with it.
Yes. Tone made it so much cuter.
Well, yes. I don't know. It was just, you know, I cooked that up and thought, my God, family portrait.
Right? All with the same nose.
Exactly. Because those of us who are just joining us,
Like Zoe.
Like Zoe. Vanilla Child and I actually are slightly related, and therefore Tone Easy is slightly related as well.
A little less slightly than me.
Right. We all have the same nose.
Yeah, it's because we come from the same gene pool.
We do.
Which is a good thing. That's why we're so fabulous.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you didn't see the graphic, then that means you're not on the Wild Bunch Radio update list, which you must absolutely join. WildBunchRadio.com. Go to the link and sign up for the list, and you get cool... TAD graphics every Sunday and other information from Wild Bunch.
Definitely do that.
Wild Bunch. Some say we're out to lunch. Did you ever hear that song?
What, we're out to lunch?
Wild Bunch, we're out to lunch. It was not made for Wild Bunch, but it was just kind of fit.
Oh. Yeah. No, I've never heard it.
Yeah, there's
some kind of
song out there. Yeah. Somebody, one of the Wild Bunchers need to send that to me. Not that I really want to play it, but it's kind of one of those songs that you hear and you think it's not good, but then you find yourself humming it days later.
Oh, I hate those kind of songs.
Well, especially when you're part of Wild Bunch.
Yeah. Then you and think they slowly are pouring in.
They are pouring in. Chris has joined us. Chris with a nice back has joined us.
But where is Izmi?
Where's Izmi?
Neff needs to get on that.
Yes. Neff, order us an Izmi, please.
Well, Zoe, Zoe's there. She could get on that.
Too. Zoe can get on Izmi. Whoa.
That was good. That was real good.
Yeah, tonight we're going to play all of our favorite tunes from our favorite listeners, as in those who listen to us produce music, and so therefore we will play their music because we love them.
And we love their music.
Love their music.
Yes, we got a new Tone Easy track.
Got a new Tone Easy, an exclusive, another exclusive. We got Stackin' from Tone Easy, which I liked. I just heard it before the show. I really,
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it. It's getting better, isn't it?
It is getting better.
Definitely improving.
Absolutely. And there's Jody. See, they all come to hear their music. And
of course.
Me, of course. Yes. So we will love them. We will hear them. And that's why throughout the show you'll be hearing a little more music than speak. But then, at the top of the hour, we have very special guests.
That's right. Can't wait for the top of the hour. And we should have some...
Mr. Easy himself.
Of my loins.
The loin of your loins.
The fruit of my loins.
The fruit of your loins. Okay. Which, either one. You took some loin, you've got a fruit. he's not a fruit.
No, he's not a fruit.
He's not a fruit. He's just a loin.
A little fruity sometimes, but not a fruit.
Right. And... Does it mean that you give away a loin every time you have a kid, or each loin makes a fruit? I don't know.
I didn't know I had loins.
I didn't know people had loins. I heard of a loin of pork, but that's about it.
He's more like the fruit of my womb.
Jesus. Good old Mother Mary on us. Yes, the fruit of the loom.
He's my fruit of the womb.
But I'm fine. And then in the final hour, we have a newcomer, Nick Tyrant from the band Iron Eagle.
Nick's awesome.
He is awesome, and he's in the chat right now.
And I have been friends for about 6 years now.
Forever, and finally it's come in handy to him.
And he's getting drunk for us, so...
Oh, lovely. He ought to be... well plowed by the time we get around to that.
Hey, well, he just told me he's on the Bloody Guinness. He'll try not to be a Burke.
The Bloody Guinness. Don't be a Burke.
He's a cutie, too. Did he send you pictures?
No, he said he sent you pictures and that I would enjoy them, so he probably thinks we're looking at the same shit.
Oh, those were the Rocky Horror pictures.
Oh, yes. Everybody's got some of those.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and then come back and do the top five.
Sounds good to me.
And we're going to start our break off with none other than yourself. It's
awesome.
Vanilla Child's My Best Friend.
Thank you.
Your latest. Always live on the Fabulous D Show. We'll be back after this.
When you first walked in my crib, look at fly, you caught my eye. But to me, you was a kid. You had a passion for the mic. I had a passion just to spend those late nights in the attic. Was where it all began. Drinking on 40s and smoking on a Dutch. Before long, a simple friendship would soon become a crush. But you had a baby mama, and I'm not a home wrecker. So I kept my feelings to myself, knowing it was better. Freestyling for a while, I'm getting freaky on the tables. I took sex to keep you close, cause I knew that I was able. But it never made me feel good, cause I knew it wasn't right. I used to struggle with the guilt when you leave every night. But it really didn't matter when it came down to it, cause soon you would be gone even though you didn't do it. And it kills me inside, you lost 6 long years. When I think of all you missed, it still brings me to tears.
Every time I get to you,
for you the whole time you was away, but I promise I was thinking about you every single day. I had my own struggles that I was going through, and the last thing I wanted was to put them all on you. 4 years later, things started getting better, and feeling inspired, I started writing letters. I wanted you to know that I was still here, and I never did forget you, even though it had been years. The letters kept coming, and it didn't take long before the calls came through, and a whole new bond. You and I became closer than we'd ever been before, and the next thing I knew, a best friend was born. One that I could trust with my whole entire life. One I knew would never leave even when things weren't right. One to hold me down that I could hold down to. A friend that I could cherish, and that friend was you.
Every time I get to you,
butterflies in my belly, pick you up to bring you home, knees feeling like jelly. I could tell that you was nervous, yeah, I was nervous too, but the minute that I got you home, we both knew what to do. From that day on, we were attached at the hip, me and my best friend about to make the world flip. Long talks about the future and what we gonna do, bottom line always was it would be me and you. Best friends forever, partners all the way. I helped you start your business, hooked you up with Uncle Ray. I did everything I could just to help you get ahead, and now that you don't need me, you just left me here for dead. I thought losing me would be like losing your left hand. You never give me up for no one, but you left me for a fan. And I really don't know what it is that I did, but despite it all, you should know I always loved the kid.
Every time I get
the makers of Good Judy, whom I have known for at least 250 years, came to me and wanted to be our first sponsor. I tested their wares and got compliments all around the town. They have hundreds of designer fragrances spanning from American Gothic to anime to the boudoir. Visit goodjudy.com today and tell them that the artist D sent you by using our exclusive coupon code DSCENT. That's D-S-C-E-N-T. Good Judy? Oh my God. Sent your world. First you get fabulous, then you get dangerous. It's the Artist D and Mac Danger. The party starts every Sunday night with me, the Artist D, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on The Fabulous D Show, and reaches an orgasmic pitch with Soylent Radio at 9, hosted by the one and only Mr. Dangerous. Tune in for a wild mix of underground talk, followed by the audio thrill ride of your lifetime, all live on WildBunchRadio.com. Get out your racing form, pour yourself some Yukon Jack, sit back and relax. The Frank is on. That's right, it's Cthulhu Chronicles every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. on WBRN. That's WildBunchRadio.com. So tune in, chill out, and listen to all of Frank's millions and squillions and billions of guests, and even sometimes better, just himself on Wild Bunch Radio. Hey, you.
Thank you. She put the girl back into girl power. She's 100% sex machine. Every man fears her. Every woman wants to be her.
Who, me? You must be joking.
Oh, man, I wish I could get my rack on, Cam.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Whoa, no.
You want to get your rack on Cam on a pay-per-view basis?
I would have been a bit more suspicious if it was Loopy. How can you
Well done, Zo.
Thank you.
Very, very well done.
Very nice.
Zoe's bits and pieces. Fridays.
Warning, warning, warning.
Okay, so the show's changed to Saturday nights instead. I haven't had time to make a promo, okay? From 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. EST, right here on Wild Bunch Radio.
To me, you are a diva.
Aw, oh, thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for listening to Wild Bunch Radio, home of 7-foot-tall trannies, delusional superstars, and a really naked hairy guy who plays a lot of metal. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And there's always more at WildBunchRadio.com. That was Vanilla Child with My Best Friend, and then Lefty She Swills with 100 Million and One, whom are both in the WildBunchChat.com chat room. So go.
And I have to say, you have to give some credit to my little friend Precious.
Absolutely. Props to Precious.
She did the hook for my song. In fact, she inspired that whole song. I heard that beat with the hook, and it made me start crying. Something terrible.
Oh. And then you did the song, and everyone cried.
Oh, I know. But she's so precious. Her name is Precious, and she's very precious.
Her name is Precious for a reason, yes.
That is right. And that is Uncle Ray's daughter.
Oh. That was an Uncle Ray production.
Most definitely.
Very good. And I should say that at the top of the show, we played Mac Danger's newest, which is called Possessed to Kill. That was at the top of the show. And he'll be on, Mac will be on, right after the Fabulous D Show, as always.
The Mac is back.
The Mac is back, and it's Mac and Cheddar now. Mac and Cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It is. It is. Him and the Ched tearing it up for a good 4 hours. The audio thrill ride of your lifetime. So we're back in the Fabulous D Show. Did you enjoy that? Wasn't Lefty's so soothing?
It was. I enjoyed it.
It's really all of the music that you hear on our show that is independent, underground, yada yada. It really doesn't matter if you like it. The fact is that somebody made that almost on their own, and sometimes completely on their own. That's a big deal,
isn't it? It's awesome. Though
it's enormous, it's huge that someone can do that. I mean, just doing radio is a pain in the ass. I can't imagine actually doing something that has to be, you know, so much more produced than this bullshit, you know?
Well, yeah. It is a tedious job. I know. It can be stressful at times. I've seen Ray.
The mixing and the levels and...
Yeah.
I mean,
the tone changes and the re-records and...
But this, you know, yeah. Once Upon a Time Radio was an enormous pain in the ass as well, so... I guess it grows on you. It's not so bad. You get used to it, because, you know, what did we start off, you know, blog talk radio, calling in, sounding like ass, and here we are, with 4 computers and growing.
I know, I actually have 2 in front of me now. What the hell happened?
See? With We've got more computers. We've got we're live from MFE. We're on the West Coast, on the East Coast. We're in the UK and playing universally. And
we're hopefully motherfucking everywhere.
Motherfucking everywhere. Hopefully there are some aliens picking up this shit. Jamming. Absolutely jamming. Wouldn't that be awesome if Lefty and Jody and everyone knew that honest-to-God aliens were listening to their shit?
That would be awesome. And they probably are.
I think Lefty produces some very alien ambiotic sounds. I think the aliens would prefer Lefty.
Probably.
I think they'd also like Jody. I think they'd find Nick and which you'll hear Nick later this next hour, some of his stuff. But I think they'd probably, you know, a little harsh. I don't find that aliens like rap and metal. But that's just me. That's just what I envision for aliens. I picture them, you know, cool, calm, collected with their headphones in their spaceship, and everything is just, you know, blue lighting, black lighting, and they've got some vermouth, and they're happy.
Well, I totally believe that there's gangster aliens.
They're supposedly supposed to be several different breeds, you know, just like humans. So
exactly.
I can imagine.
Yes. Somewhere out there.
Somewhere. There are, you know, and there's, someone said there were, like, mean aliens and, you know, ruthless, evil aliens. But they're totally gangsta aliens.
Totally. The ones that look like big bugs.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Big claws and big antennas. They'll be the ones coming out with the, blasting the rap music from their spaceships.
Yes, and you heard it here first that Lefty and Jody are working on some collaborations together.
Wow.
So the aliens just have a coronary. We have a top five, which we ought to get to.
We should.
We will.
So we can get to the good stuff.
Absolutely. Number five. Soup fixings land man in Tijuana jail. That was Tijuana, for those who say Tijuana. But no, it's more like Tijuana. If you're down there. A Nigerian born...
Do we have listeners from Tijuana?
Oh, I hope so.
That would be awesome. Where the fuck is Tijuana?
It's below San Diego.
Like in Mexico?
It's in Mexico. It's below California. But, you know, there's San Diego and then there's Tijuana. That's why when I lived in San Diego, I would always be like, oh, I'm going to jump out the window. You'll find me in Tijuana.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I was always jumping out the window. Yes, a Nigerian-born U.S. citizen. I wonder if Zoe knows him. He's Nigerian. Maybe he's a scammer. Sorry.
Maybe.
A Nigerian-born U.S. citizen says he spent 2 days in a Tijuana jail after Mexican authorities mistook the soup ingredients he was bringing to a relative in Mexico for illegal drugs. Oops.
Oh, my.
San Diego social worker Okoronu Unahum, 73. Oh my god, he was 73! And he was detained while crossing the border from San Diego to Tijuana on March 15th because inspectors thought he had 5 bags of cat. K-H-A-T. A stimulant popular in East Africa.
Hmm. I've heard of that.
Thanks to the
drug lord game.
Oh. Well, can't say it's not good for nothing then, right?
It's amazing the things you learn from the drug lord game.
Apparently. I've never heard of cat, but I don't play the drug lord game, so.
Well, I don't anymore, but I used to. It got old.
This man, also known as Umham, that would be a better way to say it, said he was bringing dried fish, vegetables, and spices, ingredients for ugu, a spicy Nigerian soup, to a younger relative who lives in Tijuana. Unham took the same ingredients to this person last September without incident and turned them over to inspectors, this time without imagining they looked the least bit suspicious. The Mexican inspectors asked if the labeled packages contained marijuana, and he said no. He didn't speak Spanish and couldn't explain what they were. He said Mexican authorities put him in jail, telling him they needed to test the suspicious materials. Yada, yada,
okay.
yada. Yes. He was checked for drug use. His soup ingredients were tested.
Is me! Sorry. Yay.
It's all right. You had to. Authorities concluded he was not carrying any drugs. He was released after 2 days in Tijuana jail, which is really, I've heard, no place to spend time. But his wife said he was humiliated by the experience. It would have been nice if someone would have just said sorry, she said. That would have made it all better. It's with these people accepting a small apology. Just like last week's shit. What is up with this? Number 4.
I don't know. Leave it to Tijuana.
Leave it to Tijuana. Number 4. Texas boy arrested after 100 mile per hour police chase. This out of LaGrange, Texas. A 12-year-old Texas boy is accused of leading police on a nighttime interstate chase at speeds topping 100 miles per hour with his headlights off. A judge ruled Wednesday that the boy must stay in juvenile detention after this investigation. Authorities say the Comal County boy did not have permission to take his father's pickup truck. Well, gee, that's good. Officers responded to 911 calls about a vehicle being driven erratically on Interstate 10 with its lights off in the middle of the night. Video from the patrol car's dashboard camera shows the pickup weaving in and out of traffic in Fayette County. Officers threw down a spiked strip, which the pickup drove over, to end the 14-mile chase. The video shows the boy exiting the vehicle with his hands raised and saying he was trying to call his mother.
Mommy!
I'm going down I'm on I-10. I don't know what I gotta do. Don't
I feel like OJ.
So let's see, Izmi is now in wildbunchchat.com. Okay, good to know. Is everything okay with Izmi?
Yes, Izmi's feeling the love.
More talk about those damn flavored Oreos.
Well, Nick is the one that I had to send them to way back when. Because they don't have them over there. Remember when we were talking about the Pebbles?
Mm-hmm.
And how they don't have Pebbles? Well, they don't have flavored Oreos either. So.
Wow. And I still haven't, he gets them over there, I still haven't gotten them.
The peanut butter and the mint Oreos are so good.
That sounds so good that I don't even want to know. I don't even want to try that because that's the end of it all.
Yeah, don't. You'll eat the whole bag.
Mm-hmm. Numero tres. Oregon middle school bands hugging. Middle school bands hugging. Yes. Portland, Oregon. Students at a Portland middle school are being forced to embrace a new hugging policy. No hugging. After complaints of inappropriate touching and tardiness due to hugging.
What?
The principal sent an email to the West Sylvan Middle School parents earlier this month informing them of the new rule. She said some students complained they felt uncomfortable or were touched inappropriately while being hugged. The excessive hugging also made students late for class.
I was too busy hugging. I couldn't make it. Sorry.
Man, you gotta hug her. Shit. In the most extreme case, girls would hug boys in an attempt to arouse them. Well, gee.
Mm-hmm.
West Sylvan students said their classmates weren't shy about showing affection before the ban. I saw people hugging a lot, said Frankie Cohn, a 7th grader at Sylvan Middle School. Even more than hugging, just kissing, although that was kind of weird. I saw people hug in the hallways, and they get in big groups, and they would hug, and then they wouldn't separate. They would just hug, said 6th grader Christopher Kappas. Michael McDonald is a high school senior, but once attended West Sylvan. He said he remembers the 2-second rule, when students were allowed to hug for only a brief period. Under these circumstances, where there are inappropriate things going on, I think it's the right thing to do. It's right to ban hugging. Beverly Dixon, a parent of the West Sylvan student, said she also supports the ban on hugging. I just feel they're doing what they feel they need to do to protect the kids and make sure everyone is happy, the mother said. but other parents think the new policy goes too far. I think it's a little much, said one parent. I think the kids should be able to regulate their physical contact and their space around them and interact with other kids. No shit.
Yeah, see, this is what's wrong with kids today.
It is.
Remember when there was hugs, not drugs, and...
Exactly.
Oh, do you need a hug? No. Hugs were encouraged when I was in school.
Exactly.
And now it's like, don't touch each other or you'll get sexual harassment.
Exactly. He hugged me.
Fucking bullshit.
He hugged me. I got really turned on.
Oh my god, right?
Oh my god.
He hugged me so hard I got hard. The fuck? I'm sorry. That's just ridiculous.
And then we just got together and we didn't get apart. We had a hugging orgy. Just stood there in the middle of the hall, just hugging.
That's as bad as, you know, when they took the moment of silence out of school. Mm. After you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah.
Yes.
We won't get into that religious junk.
Yes, no, we won't. But who knew? Who knew Portland, Oregon's this one middle school was so big on, you know, the hugging? Because apparently they started with a 2-second hug rule. Then that got out of hand.
No, you're not allowed to hug at all.
No, you're not allowed to hug at all. Somebody ruined it for everybody.
Hmm. But yes, that'd be funny if they made it so that they're not allowed to, like, be anywhere within so many inch radius of each other.
Pretty much. He was standing next to me. I got hard. Couldn't help myself.
Oh, my.
So now we have no drugs, we have no hugs. What do we have?
No,
nothing.
No prayer.
No nothing. Prayer, no nothing. But
apparently no education either, because
well,
that's
we don't have
right
any
out.
That was out a long time ago. Education in a school, please.
Right. Just throw them out in the street. They'll learn a hell of a lot more.
And this, number two, breaking news from... oddly enough, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where for those who are listening and don't know, if you're not a regular listener of the Fabulous D Show, Punxsutawney is where they have the groundhog Phil.
Every that groundhog PETA was all
days.
Over.
Yes. We talk about Phil a lot on the show, so you're missing out if you're just tuning in. But, so there's, you know, they have groundhogs there. And then this headline, drunken man tries to revive dead possum. State police have charged a central Pennsylvania man with public drunkenness after he was seen trying to resuscitate a dead possum along the highway. State police in Punxsutawney said several witnesses saw Don Wolf, 55, of Brookville, near the animal Thursday afternoon. Police arrested him along Route 36 about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A state police news release did not specify how Wolf was allegedly trying to revive the possum. The arresting trooper did not immediately return calls and did not expound upon the reviving of the possum. The Associated
At least he
Press.
Wasn't trying to rape it.
At least. Drunk man tries to rape possum.
But my first thought was he thought it was Phil.
Oh,
he
my
thought
God.
He was doing...
Oh my God, Phil! Phil, no! Oh my God! As he hops on the possum. Pounding on its chest. Live, Phil. How will I ever...
Possum.
It's too damn cold. How will I ever know winter is over?
I had a boyfriend one time that caught one mm-hmm. outside of my house. Mm. He was drunk. He brought it inside in a little box. Mm-hmm. Left it there. Fell asleep on the sofa.
Oh
I get
God.
Up the next morning. I see this box. And I see it looks like there's turds in it. And I said, Abby, what was in this box? He goes, huh? Like, you know, he's still half drunk. He goes, what do you mean? What box? I said, this box right here that has shit in it. What was in it? He jumped up off the sofa, started running all over the house looking. Here I found the damn thing. He's lucky it was a baby. I would have kicked his ass.
Oh, my God. The possum got out.
Because those, yeah, it did. And it was all curled up in a little, like, pile of,
possum.
I don't know if it was sheets or blankets. I don't know. It was all cozy. It was a tiny little thing. It was cute, but, you know, we know what they look like when they get big, and I just about freaked out. I was like, I can't believe you brought a possum into my house.
The things people do.
When they're drunk.
When they're drunk. It's like, baby, baby, look what I got. I caught a possum.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, I wanted to scare you with it this morning. I said, well, you did.
Well, basically.
Yeah. There's an empty box. Where did it go? Nobody knows.
My. Yes. Nick in the chat is saying, he raped me a bloody possum. Yes. I'm sure it's even better when he says it.
He raped me bloody possum. He
raped me bloody possum. Such a berker.
Don't call him that.
We'll discuss these terms later, folks. Number two, twin boys suspended over haircuts. Columbia, Tennessee. Matching hairstyles landed a pair of twin boys in Tennessee in the principal's office after they... with matching suspensions with matching hairstyles. Paul Edwards doesn't understand why his boys, Jordan and Jason, were taken out of their fourth grade class last week for their hairstyles. His line that runs here to here, he said, pointing to the curved line that runs along the left side of one son's head, from the forehead inward. To Edwards, his sons, the line is a part. What? To Edwards and his sons, the line is a part. To the school, it was something different.
Well, the school's reading it too much.
Oh, the part was considered a gang sign, they said.
Oh, my God. You know what? This happened to Tone a few weeks ago. I should probably let him tell you the sock. Remind him to tell you about the sock situation.
Absolutely. I will take note of the sock situation.
Yeah, because that goes along perfectly with this right here.
All right, then we will get back to this. Absolutely, with Tone Easy after the top of the hour. That was actually number one.
Was that one? That was.
Wow, I lost count. I said it was number two.
No, the last one was number two. That was number one.
Well, that was number one. Hot damn. So if you haven't yet, we're in the WildBunchChat.com chat room. Everybody's there. We've got record-breaking numbers, more coming in every moment.
Awesome.
So you'll want to, you know, join us in there. We're going to take a break and then come back with the one and only Tone Easy. I'm a little nervous.
You should be, because he will be here and I will not.
Oh, my God, yes. You're going to
He is taking over the
mic
helm.
Over. This is frightening. I'm nervous. But I'll deal
It'll
with it.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely. So we'll be back with the one and only Tone Easy. And this break, we're going to play some more Dead Cowboy Rebellion, Mr. Mac Danger, I Wake Up Screaming. And you'll get to hear Tone Easy's new release, Stackin'. I'm excited about that. So we will be back after that. And we'll see VC with the Nick interview in a half an hour.
Yes, I'll be back at 8:30.
Absolutely. And we'll be back after this on The Fabulous D Show.
My eyes on fire, melting in my mind. needed people!
This is Mac Danger inviting you to join me every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for the Soylent Radio Show, where we go on a four-hour mind-expanding audio thrill ride that is out of this world, right here only on WildBunchRadio.com. I play a wide variety of music from pop, rock, metal, classic, alternative, funk, punk, industrial, and you also hear some of the best of the underground from independent artists across the globe you won't hear anywhere else. And of course, there's always sheer audio madness to bring the fun. Broadcasting live from Better Ghettos and Gardens, where it doesn't just get crazy anymore, it gets downright batshit insane. So tune in every Sunday at 9 p.m. and join us for another edition of Soylent Radio.
Soylent Breed is people!
Yeah, yeah, you know who it is. We get money.
We ballin' over here, we stacking up the dough, man. A real squad here, we gonna make it known, man. Higher than the empire, lighting up the drone, man. And you can get it how we get it, and we make it known, man.
I get money, you never seen this paper.
Nope.
You getting madder by the day. My wrist shines so bright like a laser.
Shining.
Maybe cause lately I've been balling like a Laker. You stalling, tell me what you're doing, get your cake up.
Get it up. Get
but
it
you
up.
A bitch, better apply your makeup.
Pussy.
Talking out your ass, you nothing but a fake, bruh.
Fake.
Put the pump to your chest, wake up. My shirt polo,
Ralph
my sneakers
Lauren.
And Jordans. Better take a photo, cause you can't afford them. My swag's exclusive, yours is so boring. I'm shitting on y'all like a toilet. I get cocky when I flow. Cool like a cigarette, y'all don't even know. When I hit up the club, I'm high, never low. So don't act up, you'll catch a piece to your dome.
We ballin' over here, we stacking up the dough, man. A real squad here, we gonna make it known, man. Higher than the empire, lighting up the drone, man. You can get it how we get it, and we make it known, man. We ballin' over here, we stacking up the dough, man. A real squad here, we gonna make it known, man. Higher than the empire, lighting up the drone, man. You can get it how we get it, and we make it known, man.
When I arrive, I don't even have to say my name. Y'all already know it, it don't ever change. A squad real, y'all just a bunch of lames. We the boys, we ain't got no change. While we make it flood, y'all just make it rain. You whip behind us, we riding in the range. I take it, girl, cause I got that type of game. You don't like it, I'll cop back and take my aim. I'ma get it how I get it. This ain't a movie, dog. Cause I really live it. Go ahead talking shit, cause in the hour I'll forget it. Cause when I'm on Patron and the troll, I ain't with it. I'm zoning so high up, you could say I left the ozone. You can't get what I'm smoking on, cause it's homegrown. That purple weed, break it up, it ain't got no C's. Fuck with me, I'll cock back and let it squeeze.
We ballin' over here, we stacking up the dough, man. A real squad here, we gonna make it known, man. Higher than the empire, lighting up the drone, man. You can get it how we get it, and we make it known, man. We ballin' over here, we stacking up the dough, man. A real squad here, we gonna make it known, man. Higher than the empire, lighting up the drone, man. You can get it how we get it, and we make it known, man.
Tuesdays between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time.
The God's Home.
DJ Zeus playing all sorts of crazy things. Drum, bass, metal, rock, techno, rap. Anything that you want him to play, he'll play it. Come on in and talk about anything you like, whatsoever. So, tune into the God Zone between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesdays on Wild Bunch Radio.
GoodJudy.com has fabulous scents for you to choose from, and now they offer magic bean candles. Let me tell you, they're the only magical beans I'll be buying. Visit GJ today and try a little something on. GoodJudy.com. Scent your world.
This is Wild Bunch Radio, home of the illegal turkey sandwich.
That's a turkey sandwich.
Oh, turkey?
Yeah, not rooster.
Oh, never mind.
And we're back on the Fabulous D Show. I am the Fabulous D. And that was what you just heard, Tone Easy. And I think that's Tone Easy over there. Yes? Maybe not. Not hearing anything. Very sad. Everyone has disappeared.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
You just like...
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
You were very quiet there.
I know. It was muted. I didn't even know that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, sipping on the syrup or some sort of shit like that.
Nah, sipping on the pancake mix.
Yes, the pancake mix. So, welcome to the show, finally.
I know, it's about time. It's been, like, what, a year I've been asking?
I know. Well, I wanted you to come out with, like, this great shit, which you just have.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
The new one's crazy. I love that.
I know, right? That's props to Uncle Ray right there. Uncle Ray all day.
Yeah, you've just gotten kind of better and better. And now with Uncle Ray, it's better, even better.
Yeah, he helped me. He helps me all the time. Tells me what to do.
So you are Tone Easy.
Yep.
Tell us about Tone Easy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I rep the 717, Lank.
Now what the hell does that mean?
Lancaster.
Is that like the area code? It's 717.
Yeah, that's the area code, 717.
So you wrap the 717.
Yep.
And you make pancakes and syrup.
Yeah, pancake. I sip on the syrup.
Yes, which we should say for those who are just listening and don't know, on the Facebook you were talking about syrup. And of course, I relate to pancakes, and that's not exactly where you were going.
No, not at all.
What kind of syrup do you like?
The pink kind.
Pink kind? The fuck is that?
Yeah. It's promethazine.
Okay.
It's a cough medicine. Yeah, it's a cough medicine.
Oh, okay. So when you say that, you're like drinking cough medicine?
Yeah, I haven't drank it in a while.
Oh. I just assumed you were like drinking beer or something. So,
No.
There's so much we don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You have a whole, it's like, and it's amazing, you have a whole different language.
Yeah, we do.
And you type it so well. You type the language, you talk the language. It's odd. So tell us about the sock situation.
Well, alright. I was in class, I was walking in the hallway the other day, and I gave my boy a handshake. And next thing you know, I get called down to the office. I got searched. And he's like, pull up your pant legs. Because they thought I was selling some kind of drugs, I guess. Oh. So he told me to pull up my pant legs. And I had a black sock on and a white sock on. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, well, what does this black and white sock thing mean?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, do you really want to know what that means? He was like, yeah, I really want to know what it means. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what it means. I was like, it means I couldn't find the match. he felt so stupid, yo.
That's what I was hoping you would say. That was the awesome comeback.
Yeah, because I couldn't. I'm wearing one black and one white sock right now.
Back in the day, that's all it meant.
Yeah, you couldn't find a match. Today, I mean, so many different things, I don't even know.
Hey, of course, yeah. I guess that's also a gang sign.
I guess.
I don't know if you heard, but our number one headline was two kids got
suspended because they had shaved certain lines in their hair, and they were just doing some lines, but they thought it was gang symbols.
They were doing lines.
They were doing lines, yeah.
That's crazy. I just had the two lines in my hair. That's the last haircut I got. And
it's ridiculous that everything means something, but you don't know what everything means, so how do you know?
Yeah, I guess. Precautions.
Too many.
Yeah, too many.
Because it's not really helping, is it?
Nah, it's like, what the hell is the world became today? That you can't get a haircut.
Exactly. Or accidentally wear two different socks.
I know, what the hell is that?
So you're very East Coast. I heard you're never coming over to the West Coast?
No. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to.
Since you've never been here.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like, so I can't really talk shit.
But then again, you rappers, you have this thing about East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, I like to stay where I'm at, honestly. Ooh. I mean, move into a bigger house, but...
You do strike me as more Philly, more East Coast than West Coast. Yeah. Because true, when an East Coast goes West Coast, you sell out. So don't do that.
No, definitely not. Never that. It's Uncle Ray Productions for life. Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray is so proud of you right now.
I know, I'm going to shout his name out like 20 times.
Of course.
So how have you been?
Oh, hell, I've been great.
Yeah.
Very good.
When are you going to come over?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Like you, you don't want to come over here. I don't want to come over there.
Aren't you from here?
I am from there. That's why I've had enough.
Oh.
Although I, you know, in my heart, I'm Philly, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I can relate.
Yeah, Philly's the spot.
It is. Is that where you'd like to be? Are you more New York, Philly? Where would you like to end up in your rich and famous rap career?
A big city? Yeah. Definitely, probably Philly. Uh-huh. My mom, she wants to go to New York. I'd rather be in Philly. I'd rather be closer to home. That's why Philly. It's like an hour.
Your mother is coming over here, I hate to tell you.
She wants to. It's not going to happen. I don't see it happening.
Oh, whatever. She's got some shit to say about that. What inspires you for your raps?
What I go through, things I've done, people I've talked to, things I've seen,
and
a bunch of everything.
Are you influenced by any specific style? Anyone else's?
No, I try to stay away from all that. Yeah. I listen to a lot of Lil Wayne. I listen to a lot of Philly rappers. Uh-huh. But in the end, I try to make my own style and try to stick to my own thing.
I think you have your own thing. It's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I can't really say that you're any, you know, one specific. You sound like a lot of what's out there. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah.
But not one specific, which is good. Mix it up. That's what'll make it for you. Because you'll be everything and not just one thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting cool because, like, you know what I mean? I did my community service and I was at the college and I had some boy come up to me. He was like, oh, well, he was like, you're that rapper, Toneezy, right? I never met this kid in my life. I'd never met him in my life. And he was like, you're that rapper, Toneezy, right? I was like, yeah. I was like, something like that.
Already recognized. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's like, and I just had it the other day at the mall. Some girl came up to me. She looked all right. I don't know who she is. Is she listening? I want your number. It's like,
and that does seem to get their attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Chicks,
they like that.
Chicks dig the rap.
Yeah, they do. They do. They dig a lot of things.
I bet you know all about that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep.
where did the name come from? As far as
the
easy.
Name came from, me and my boy, probably like 5 years ago, So yeah, a while ago. We're just sitting there thinking of names, and he was like, oh, Tonizzi. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of like that. And ever since then, like, really, nobody knows, like, everybody, it's either people will call me by, you know, I mean, my full name, or they'll be like, oh, Tonizzi, and ever since then, it's just been like, I like the name, because no one else has it. I mean, I seen one boy, but he ain't doing nothing. Yeah.
Because he don't got the name, you know?
No, it's just my name. I'm about to patent it. Or whatever you better do.
Yeah, trademark.
Yeah, trademark it. Put a little TM on the top.
Yes, a little TM. Because you got shirts and shit.
Yeah, I got shirts. Buy one. Everybody should buy one.
Because yes. They can find you at... Is it just your MySpace?
I mean, yeah, it's MySpace. MySpace.com/EZ009.
And that's E-A-Z-Y.
Yep, E-A-Z-Y.
That's 009. That's an easy speak.
Yep.
Speak and easy.
Yeah, speak easy. And you can get it on the Reverb Nation. There's a link on my MySpace. There's a link about everywhere for that.
Right. And then head over and buy the Tonizzi t-shirt.
Yep. And we got Vex's new mixtape that just dropped.
Fabulous.
Yep. My mom's song she just dropped.
Which is
like,
hot.
What, 3 weeks ago? Totally. Yeah. The song is fire. Love it.
And Nick's in the chat room, wildbunchchat.com, and he keeps remembering when. Remembering yeah, when, easy I was, when you was
when
just
I was a little. Nipper.
When you was a nipper, yeah.
I was a nipper. Gotta love the English.
I remember when you was a nipper.
I remember, well, it's hard to remember these days, but.
I preferred your fashion much better back then.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was more colorful and...
I mean, I still rock the colors.
You were far more Rocky Horror back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, I mean...
You're more serious stages, now.
Yeah. But you grow up.
You still do the shoe thing. You've got this shoe fetish.
I have so many shoes. I work at Foot Locker.
But you had a shoe fetish before you worked at Foot Locker, so you really can't blame it.
Yeah, it all started with the colorful ones started with the ice creams. I had them. They were like six different colors in one. I still have them.
Oh my god.
They were a skate shoot.
I feel so like white bread bagel sitting next to you. You're so flavorful. And yeah. You've got this tone, literally. And... And here I am, trying to relate.
Everybody's favorite white boy right here.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So you're clearly going far.
I'm trying.
Because you've already done shows and shit, or are you about to?
Well, I'm about to. It's on the 30th. It's at a skate park in Columbia.
Yeah. Is that Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, Columbia, PA. PA, that is.
That's right.
PA all day. Yeah,
when
I'm
is
doing
that?
A couple
when is that? Where is that?
It's
on your
is the
event posted on your MySpace?
No, my mom hasn't done that yet. Oh. I don't know how to do all that. So,
oh god, even you have assistants and producers and here I sit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My mom, she wants manager over here, so she got to manage it.
Yes.
You need to put the show up on my MySpace.
Yeah.
As an event.
Totally.
Yeah.
You need one of those. It's the MySpace calendar. It puts it right on there, and you know,
MySpace
sure
has a calendar.
It does, and like mine, it shows the show every Sunday. Like,
oh wow!
And it shoots out to people. You got to do that because. You know,
oh wow!
Yeah,
That's like a comment to everybody.
Exactly, and it's like, come to my event. But it's just, yeah, whatever.
So. See, I've been using the iPhone too much. I don't even know anymore about the computer. It's all about the iPhone.
Oh my god! There's a statement. I don't even know about these damn computers anymore. I just got my phone, you know.
Yeah, I just got my iPhone.
Yeah.
Love it.
Me too.
About the Yeah, you have one?
I do.
Why don't you have your own app?
I need my own app.
There's an app for everything.
Someone needs to make an Artist D app.
Yeah, then you could really say there's an app for everything.
Absolutely. Well, you need an app too.
I know, I was thinking about that, just streaming my music all day long, same song over and over again.
Yeah, easy app.
Yeah.
So do I get to be in your next music video?
I mean, I haven't made one, but of course. Of course, you gotta come to Lancaster first.
Well, that would bring me out there. I want to be the sexy tranny in your music video. Because, you know, I want the one that the people will see, all the dudes will see that, and they'll be like, you know, damn, look at that chick. And then they'll spend hours in therapy when they find out I'm a man.
It's a dude.
Exactly. You know, I can pull off that shit pretty well, so.
Dude, that'll be fun.
That's what I want to be. And it'll make you even more famous, because no rapper has the sexy tranny in their video yet.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably do.
Well,
I just don't know.
There is Caswell. He's this gay rapper. He's pretty good.
Really?
And he's got Amanda Lepore, a tranny, in his videos. But, yeah.
So it's been done.
He's more, yeah, but nothing's been done until you do it, Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying.
Can't wait till I get famous, though. Then I can have all these other rappers. I want Gaga on a song. That would be hot. Then I'd definitely blow up.
I think that I was thinking that too, that Gaga needs to do a rap, have a rapper in there.
She does. She got on a song with the one rapper, Wale.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Chillin'.
I don't think I have that one.
You gotta hear that one. You're slacking on her.
VC's gonna have to send me what, all of a sudden you like Gaga too. God damn it.
Because she got on a song with Beyonce.
Oh,
anybody who gets on a song with Beyonce is, you know what I mean, is the shit right there.
That song kills me. The video kills me. It's stupid.
Is that the one that gives you, like, what is that, a seizure when you watch it?
I don't know. I didn't have one,
it's
but...
Like, I thought I was about to. It's like red and white flashing. I'm like, Jesus.
Awesome. So, yeah... They can find you at myspace.com/easy009, EAZY. And they can hear your shit, and they can, you know, vote for you or whatnot.
Comment on it.
Comment.
Listen to it.
Add
blow
you,
it up.
Blow it up.
Yep, blow it up.
Make Easy the next everything.
Yep. Don't call me the next Eminem, though.
That's why I say you're the next everything, because I'm not going to get into that.
Yep. Cause
I know it
nothing
bugs
like
you.
Nothing like M. No one can touch M.
Well, that's good.
But I am the next white boy though to come up, and I'm not Asher Ross.
I was just gonna say you've already exceeded, surpassed.
Yeah,
he's old school.
Yeah, I don't go to college. No,
no need.
Still in high school.
Don't
nope.
waste your time. There's your first. The first college advice you'll get from me is don't waste your time.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Hey, why go to college when you're gonna be famous?
Exactly.
My mom just threw me a look.
There's a bumper sticker. I know, she's going to kill me for that statement as well. Yes, there's another bumper sticker. Why go to college when you're gonna be famous?
I know, right? You just, I guess it's a backup plan, you know what I mean?
It's a good backup plan, I guess, but I always wanted to be a superstar, so that's what I'm kind of, that's what I did instead of go to college.
Yep, destined to be one.
Oh, already am.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Fabulous D and the Famous E's.
That's right.
The Famous E's. So, now that I'm on your radio show, I'm like famous already.
Like famous. It's your first, did I do your first interview?
Yes, you did.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's hot.
Yep.
Now I'm set, because, you know, now you'll go on to other things, and you can always
And I'll be
say,
like, Fabulous
yeah,
D. Tune
exactly.
in.
Tune in.
Hopefully then, you know what I mean, you'll be like, then I can get you on, like, the radio.
Yes. The terrestrial. Yeah. They call that terrestrial radio.
Oh, the terrestrial radio?
Yeah, like an alien.
Oh. Yes, I heard you guys talk about gangster aliens earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about gangster aliens. They're like listening in, and they're like, I bet they dig your shit, definitely.
They definitely, everybody does, who don't? Absolutely. There already is one, Lil Wayne.
I heard that.
Yeah, he's not the same, he's an alien.
We need to play that for people one of these weeks.
Vanilla
keeps begging me to play that, so, yeah.
A phone home?
Yes.
Phone home. Oh, God. Phone home. She's outplayed that for me already. She always listens to the songs like 2 months after I heard them. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is my shit. Like, oh, that's been my shit before you even heard it. She's like, oh, well, it's my shit now.
It's my shit before it was your shit.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to play your other song.
Which one?
You a Hater.
Oh, you a Hater. This goes out to all the haters then.
It does. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Nick Tyrant, and VC will be back. And I thank you, Tony Z.
I thank you.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
And we will talk again. You will be back.
Yep. Oh, good. Eventually. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put out more shit. Come back.
Yep. Definitely. Gonna be putting it out soon.
Thank you very much.
Gonna have Uncle Ray on a song. Uncle Ray Productions. Ray Absolutely. All day.
Go check out Uncle Ray, too.
Yep. Uncle Ray.
He the man.
Ray is MPA all day.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
We will be back after this on The Fabulous D Show.
Tony Z. Yeah, you know what it is.
You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy, so get your weight up. You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy, so get your weight up.
So get your weight up.
Brand new whips, brand new kicks, uh-huh. Brand new tricks, brand new chicks,
yeah.
Romance stats, there's no time to be a kid, cause it's my time now when I'm doing it big. Like, I'm sipping champagne, fam. What you sipping on? Not a damn thing, man. I'm in the booth chilling with my right hand, man. We ain't playing, look at what we win. All black hoodie, all black ups. My sneakers premium, why you wearing Chucks? I'm spitting flames and you lame suck. Don't try to fit in, cause you might get stuck. You straight up drawing like you camping on a Dutch. You chose to look down while we looking up. Next time you walk by, listen to your gut. Keep walking by, for I gotta show you up. You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy, so get your weight up. You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy, so get your weight up.
So get your
weight up. Look at where I'm at, look at where I'm going. I'm in the fast lane and you're moving all slow. You just a hater, dog, and it's showing. I can see it clearly, how your hate's growing. But I don't got time, so I flew right past. Dropped it quick, like I took Slim Fast. I sent a couple dudes that'll put you under grass. It's my time, dude, and I'm coming full blast. I don't gotta say my name, cause everybody knows it. Me and my clique, the best, and we show it. Got my town moving around like aerobics. I got a nice flow, people say it's a dopest. I don't even hear nobody talk about ya. If you was in my way, I wouldn't walk around ya. Call me your pops, I'll permanently ground ya. I turn the lights off, don't make a sound, bruh. You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy, so get your weight up. You was never nobody, you's a hater. Slow money, boy, you just a waiter. You can't mess with me, cause I'm greater. You just a young boy,
so get your weight up.
Take it how you want it,
how you want it.
Yeah. You know we doing it all day, man. Uncle Ray Productions in the house, dog. And we doing it big. Get it how we get it, That's it,
Retrospect by Christopher J. Ray. Out now at Earth Academy Records.
go to www.earthacademy.org or www.cjray.com and buy Retrospect today.
Are you ready for another helping of venison stew? That's what we thought.
Oh, so good.
Every Tuesday from 4 to 6, and every Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Here on
WildBunchRadio.com.
Everything that you do in your life, every
Support independent radio. If you like what you hear, support where it comes from. Visit wildbunchradio.com and click the PayPal link near the bottom of the page. Keep us on the air and support the underground.
The call to the gate, and it's time for you to get in line, get in your stall, get out of your stall, put your saddle on, get going. I'm Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the program. The program is Cotolo Chronicles, and you can hear it right here on Wild Bunch Radio. Now, I'm not the kind of person who toots his own horn. In fact, I don't even have a horn, and I don't like to toot at all. No matter what it is, I don't like to toot. So you can bet your bottom dollar, your top dollar, your side dollar, and ever all the change you have in your pocket. And I'm going to be right here at Wild Bunch Radio every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. for Cotolo Chronicles. Listen to me on Wild Bunch Radio, because you don't get any wilder, you don't get a bigger bunch than this. Cotolo Chronicles coming to you from Wild Bunch Radio. Be here or go somewhere else.
Gentlemen, this is Mystery Tramp, presenter of Mystery Tramp Presents, keeping it alive and sharing the peace with all of you, right here on WildBunchRadio.com. You can check us out 24/7 and hear some of the best variety in the world, right here on WildBunchRadio.com.
I'm a right. Unite, unite, unite.
And we're back on the Fabulous D Show. And I'm really, really angry because the music just makes me really, really angry in a good way. And Vanilla Child's
makes
back.
You angry.
And Nick Tyrant is there from Iron Eagle, which we just heard two songs from. Yes, it just doesn't just make you want to smash things.
Yes.
It's fighting music. I don't know.
It makes me want to break stuff.
Oh my god, I was breaking things while the song was going on.
I didn't actually hear what songs you played. What ones did you play?
We just played Snake War and Start a Riot.
Oh fuck, yeah.
Fuck Jesus. Fuck Jesus. Yes. Yes.
No, not fuck Jesus. I don't want those lot on my doorstep again.
They go running from my doorstep. I just have to show up in a pair of heels and I'm fine.
E, just do what I do. Just walk out in just your pants. But then you're a lot skinnier than me, so it probably doesn't have the same effect.
True.
Yeah. A fat tattooed man in just a small pair of pants will generally scare away Jehovah Witnesses.
Now
anything.
There was a picture. Absolutely. So
yeah, I'll have
I
to
love...
send you pictures of all the tats.
Oh, absolutely. I love your accent.
Do you really?
I really do. It's from a different part of wherever you are. I can tell.
Yeah, it's so not Baker.
Yeah, it's not Jay Baker. It's not Zoe Balls. It's not Jody Fierce.
No, it's just shit, Dorset, really.
It's just shit.
I get accused of talking posh because once upon a time, and VC will remember this, I worked in a law firm for like 4 years, and that shit rubs off on you. It rubs off. Whereas before I'd say, you're a fucking dick, now I would say, you're a bit of a moron.
Wow, so refined.
I know, it does that to you.
Goodness, so where do you get this angry fuck off music? Where does it come from within you?
Right, okay, basically, deep inside that there's an angry little man screaming. So every once in a while I get a few people together, commonly known as Iron Eagle, and the band members seem to change quite frequently, and we go out and we play this. I have no idea, but when I'm performing it, when I'm performing that shit, I'm Nick Tyrant. Now I'm just Nick the drunk idiot chatting on some radio show.
No, this works.
You'll always be nabby to me.
Yeah.
Nabby.
Did VC tell you how I totally the first time we met on the internet, she wanted to kill me. In fact, she started a hate campaign against me.
Really?
I did.
Mm-hmm. A total hate campaign.
Yep. There was pictures of animated cocks and everything.
With his name on it.
Wow. You've had a love-hate relationship.
It was good.
It was.
Yeah, but then I used my English charm and I got Oreos sent to me, so it's kind of alright.
Exactly. I don't even get Oreos sent to me, so really, you did something.
No, I put him in his place.
Oh.
And he got soft on me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was cut. I don't know. I think it turned me on all that, like, I fucking hate you. You asshole. Yeah. And I was like, that's so hot. I'm on that.
I usually am. Absolutely. How long has Iron Eagle been around?
Iron Eagle has been going, I think it's been going since 2006 in various incarnations. When it first started off, it was even worse than it is now because I couldn't actually play my bass. I still can't, but I can at least I can play three notes one after the other. And sort of shout in time. So 2006, and it started because I was in a band with some guy called Mark, and it sounded like Blink-182, and wanted to get... Oh, it was awful.
Oh, God.
It was almost driving... Yeah, well, you can imagine.
I can. Well, Blink-182 was all you needed to say. Everyone understands.
Yeah. Now everyone understands why I turned to the angry stuff.
Yes, why you let that little angry man out.
Yeah.
It's very
But imagine imagine playing with a bunch of guys who are English, who try and talk like Mark Hoppus and Tom DeLonge. It's terrible, and it sends you up the wall.
Goodness. Now tell everyone listening what a burker is, just so we're all aware.
A burk?
A burk.
Right, okay. There's some English people on, so they'll get it. And I'm not going to say it direct. Burk. When someone calls you a burk, it's short for Berkshire Hunt. And Berkshire Hunt rhymes with...
Oh.
It's a word similar to I can't, but you have to take the A out and replace it with a U.
Absolutely. What what is Berkshire Hunt, though? Is that something?
Oh, God. I think it's to do with a hunt in Berkshire with dogs chasing foxes, but don't quote me on that.
Well, I thought that, I mean, it makes sense. That's the obvious explanation, but I was just checking to see if it wasn't like a sausage or something in England. You never know.
No. No, it's not a sausage
it
in England.
It actually is an actual honest-to-God hunt in Berkshire, most likely, we think.
For foxes.
Okay. Oh, foxes.
Yeah, but it don't happen now because people love foxes and they protest and they hit the men in the red coats on the horses with pickets and stuff, so they kind of stopped it. They're equal rights for animals, you know.
Yes, and Jody Fierce in the WildBunchChat.com chat room just explained it for everyone listening, so...
I was just going to say...
Go on in. She's saying the
unspeakable. Jody Fierce is so on
your Cockney slang. Exactly, she knows.
Oh, but I'm not a Cockney. I'm from the south of England. I'm by the beaches and stuff. You should hear my friend's dad talk. Watch Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. You'll get it completely. It's a Guy Ritchie film.
Oh, okay. We like Guy Ritchie here. We're okay with that.
Oh, yeah. It's since he did his breakthrough Sherlock Holmes, yeah. That was shit. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
That's all right.
Hello.
So do I get to be in your next music video?
D, I want... Yes. Yes. You have to do my makeup for the video, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you saw... Have you seen my pictures yet of me cross-dressing?
I have not. I cannot have the email open during the show, so I did not see them. But I'm imagining. I may put it as the album cover of this show, so you never know.
Oh, right. Yeah, cool. I'm going to get beaten up by my friends, but that's fine. I'm bigger than most of them.
Okay. Well, we can use a different picture. Don't worry.
No, you can use it. I don't mind. I like to be challenged physically and mentally.
Don't
you
we
can
all?
Crop his head out, can't you?
I can. I could just, you know, well, there's only so much room on there, and I already have to put Tone Easy on there, and myself, of course, and VC. So we could just put
to be honest,
side shot or something.
My friends are used to seeing me running around with my dick out when I'm drunk, so I don't think that's going to offend them too much.
You sound like the type of guy that I think everyone would not be surprised if you put on anything, so...
I was getting tattooed the other week. I had a portrait of Lemmy from Motorhead done up my thigh because I'm a bit of a Motorhead nut. And by the end of the tattoo session, I was wearing a pink sparkly thong, a wrestling mask, and I took on a alter ego known as Mr. Evil. Unfortunately, after that night, I had to phone several people and apologize. I had to fix a cupboard, and I was barred from drinking at my friend's house.
Oh, that sounds like a fun night.
We need you on often.
Oh, what? Yes. The Adventures of Mr. Evil, yeah.
Yeah, just that alone. Yes.
I was just going to say that, Dee.
My friend owns a tattoo shop, and basically what he did was he phoned up one of his clients and withheld the number. And he's like, yo, dude, you've got to speak to him. You've got to speak to him. And I don't know what the fuck I said. It was something along the lines of, I've got a nice pink plum waiting for you. Didn't go down very well. My friend works at the guy who owned the shop, called me round the next day. Fortunately, he was crippled with a toothache, because I think he would have beaten me up. And I had to phone the guy and bloody apologize. And, you know...
Oh, my goodness.
I was just a loaded gun waiting for someone to pull the trigger.
I have a feeling you are a loaded gun. Completely.
Mm.
All the time. Mm.
D.
Yes.
When I come out to Vegas, you and me have got to hook up.
Absolutely.
L.A., sorry.
L.A. and Vegas and where, MFE, motherfucking everywhere.
Yeah, wherever it is. Sorry, jumbling my
budgets. Nobody knows where I am. It's all right. I'm everywhere. We are everywhere.
I might join yous.
Absolutely.
We should totally hook up. And
you have enough time.
Then I can spend the night in an American prison instead of an English one for once.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Oh, God, no. But, yeah, we'll...
We won't let that happen.
We won't let that happen. Well, we'll try.
Do they strip search you in the US? They do that a lot in the UK.
Yeah, they do. They do everything to you here.
They've got a really cold metal stick that they like to lift your nutsack up with. It's quite unpleasant.
That does sound quite unpleasant.
I think they do that to you here, too.
Yeah,
if they suspect you of having drugs.
Which they suspect everyone of, so...
Right.
They let you go in the holding room with a cigarette and a lighter, but they make you take your shoelaces out. Never mind, you could burn the fucking prison down, but you can't hang yourself, so it's all good.
Right.
Perfect.
I know. That's
wonderful.
Funny.
Oh my goodness.
The taking of the shoelaces and the belts and the sheets.
My friend got arrested about 3-4 months ago. We were walking back from a night out downtown, and the idiot decided to pull a bus stop out of the side of the road, and He did it as we call him a meat wagon, as a big police van was coming by, and he's a complete goth. They they chucked him in a bus full of chavs. Chavs are basically what we call.
Yes.
We know what chavs
are. We do.
Yeah,
we've had a few on the show.
We just had one half an hour ago.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just playing.
And basically, it didn't go too good for him. Because he was outside going, I'm not getting on the fucking bus with those chavs. I'm like, Tom, you really want to quiet down? Because they are going to put you on the bus with those fucking chavs. And eventually, it all kicked off. And he's 25 years old and he phones his mum up. He's like, Mum, I've been arrested. Come and get me. I'm like, oh, my God. Things just go from bad to worse.
They really do. And you've passed the half hour so quickly and so well. I'm sorry.
You have.
Yes.
I've just been talking shit.
Oh,
sorry.
But it's wonderful. But you're wonderful. And answer Jody in the chat room, they can find you at myspace.com/IronEagleBand123.
Yes, that's because Iron Eagle Band was taken by some other shit Iron Eagle Band.
And you definitely have to come back.
Oh, you'll definitely, absolutely have to come back.
Cool. I'll just keep a diary of all my
please
little adventures.
Absolutely, keep them written down and keep us abreast of this.
And take pictures.
And take pictures. Yeah.
Always have your camera handy.
Oh yes, I'll keep my camera handy. But not in supermarkets because they tell you off for that now. But yeah, cool. I'll keep my camera handy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks for having me on. It's been really good.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Say goodnight, VC.
Goodnight, VC. And goodnight, everyone. We'll see you next week when it won't be March anymore, thank God.
Thank God.
It's over. No, it'll be Easter.
Absolutely.
Bloody Easter.
Lovely. And this has been the Fabulous D Show. I thank Toneezy, which you can find him at myspace.com, easy009. I thank Nick, myspace.com, ironeagleband123. You've heard Mac Danger on the show as well, his music. He's coming up at the top of the hour, at the end of this show. That concludes tonight's play, children. I thank you for listening. Remember, you can go to theartistd.com for more about everything truly fabulous. Links and other clickable fun. As always, we'll be back next week. And I will be here, as always, to fill in the marginalia. Good night.